MPAT presents Tales from the Langjans Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, because just one isn't any fun.
He's dead. They're all dead. Except for me and thee. Bumpity bump, my life for you.
He's coming for you, Larry. The man with no face.
He's the first dog I've seen in, since the third week in June.
Yeah, Superflu took out most of the dogs, right along with their idiot masters. Most unfair.
I saw a pale horse and a pale rider upon it. The name of the horse was Pestilence. The name of the rider was Death.
What was it, Stu?
It was the end of Las Vegas, Tommy.
Thanks. Decorations is my hobby. M-O-O-N. That spells hobby.
What happened to the chairs?
Oh, I had them taken out. Liars at the chairs, you know. Truth tellers just sort of hunker down.
Hello and welcome to Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOQ 2020, episode 38. Episode 38 of Mad Movie Mayhem. Welcome to the booth, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you back on this Tuesday evening. Oh boy, day 38. Just let that sink in. 38 days straight of podcasting. That's what I'm letting sink in here. And not too long ago, I did something crazy, and now I'm doing two episodes a day. Well, most days, if I don't screw it up. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I get to the posting part, and I'm doing the math backwards. I'm like, Nutty's ahead of my time, and that's based on where I'm loading the files, and I'm continuously subtracting and going the opposite direction. And then sometimes forgetting to hit schedule publish in the first place. So yeah, thanks for bearing with me on this train of but I think I figured it out. I'm going to tell myself and make sure I get it correct for the next time. I apologize. All right. Treston joined us in the booth here, and I've got a little segment from him. But before I get there, before we jump onto Treston's train and he tells you when the next scene's going to be, I'm going to give you the leaderboard. The leaderboard is as follows. Mark the Encaffeinated One is in first place with 25 points. Excuse me. Melanie Taylor, you have 21. Mike, you have 18. Craig, you have 13. Nutty, you are tied with him and you have 13. Dave Miller has 8 points. Anne has 5. Amelia Bowen has 3. And Shane Poole has 1. We got 9 players, ladies and gentlemen, and that is rocking, and we are moving along. So, now, the moment you've all been waiting for, Treston's segment. He's going to drop some bunker knowledge from that of a almost 13-year-old, and then from there, we'll talk about the time that he wants it posted again, just to, you know, hammer that home, and then, we'll move on. So, here you go.
Hello, everybody. We've got Treston in the booth with us, and he's going to tell you about his experience in the bunker so far. Here you go.
Hello.
Hi, Treston. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. How's life in the bunker?
Slow.
Yeah? What have you been up to? It's been a while since we've had you in the bunker, or in the booth in the bunker.
Yeah. I recently found a programming that I could put into my repaired laptop, and I could play a game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, what game?
Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Ooh, Legends of Zelda. Yeah, that came out when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
Way back. Yeah. What else is new?
Not much, really.
Yeah, how's online school treating you?
Boring.
Yeah. I know you went for a bike ride with your friend not too recently.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? Right on.
We went around a lake.
Cool. Well, good. Tell the listeners what's going on.
Not much, really. I've been doing some science projects on old earthquakes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
About Canada?
And Europe and all that.
And Europa? Right on.
It's been a long time since I've been out into, like, actual school.
Yeah, well, we're on episode 38. I think you guys were out of school about 2 days before that, so it's been about 40 days.
Yeah.
40 days and 40 nights!
Yeah.
Almost 41 nights.
Yeah. You got a birthday coming up here pretty quick. You keep telling me, reminding me how many days it is till your birthday, right?
Yeah, 17.
17 days. And then how old are you going to be?
13.
13 years old. Oh, my goodness. Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to say?
Not much. It's been a long and boring experience in the bunker.
Yeah. Not a lot of excitement going on.
No.
No. Okay. Well, before I let you go, you have the honor of picking tomorrow's episode time. So you get to pick when the scene drops and that people have to figure that out. So, the only rules are it has to be between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.
In the morning?
9 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. So that your time that you pick in there, anytime you want between those times.
Is the episode ready?
It will be.
Five thirty.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 5:30 tomorrow evening, you will get this episode's scene for the points. Okay, cool. Is that it?
Yep.
Say goodbye.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye. Right.
Thanks for coming on. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 5:30 tomorrow. You couldn't get much closer to that 6 o'clock shelf that I gave him, that 6 o'clock roof. So 5:30 tomorrow, the episode's going to drop, and those two characters, by popular request, actually, I took Jeffrey Ventura because it's the first time I think I'm doing it this round, and then I took Captain Hook because he was mentioned more than once. If you guys really want to punish me, no, I'm just kidding. If you guys really want to hear a voice, the more I see it in the comments, the more I'll probably most likely lean towards that voice. Having said that, tomorrow's episode is quite the scene, actually. I've got to comment. It's probably the longest scene I've got in the stack at the moment till I find the next one. And that's going to be two characters. Excuse me. So give me two characters on this post. Sorry. Excuse me. No, on this post. Yes, on this post. Give me two characters that you want to hear on episode 39.5. And we're going to give you a long one. Much longer than anyone that's been before it. Yes. Yes. Much longer. But I'm up for the challenge. All right. Well, with all of that out of the way, I'm just going to keep everything to myself because I'm sure that someone from this household will share this information most likely in the next few days. So I don't want to take the wind out of their sails. So from all of us here in Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to Empath Studios' presentation of the Langjan's Tales from the Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, The Dog Days of Quarantine Edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook, on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, nimlas.org. Or you can email us at j@jglangjans.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0, Unported, License. Thanks for joining us.